This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 129. TOEFL expert Bruce Sterling on how to get a high score on the exam. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA. Join us, Lindsay and Gabby, for The Key to Connecting with Americans, a three-part event that helps you go deeper into real English conversation. You guys have told us that you want to feel confident and not awkward at your next professional event in English, so we're here to help. We're going to help you to avoid cultural mistakes you don't know you're making and give you practical phrases that we use every day in professional situations. So reserve your spot now at www.allearsenglish.com/key, that's K-E-Y. Join us for the live events on June 17th, 24th, and July 1st, or register before July 1st and you can still receive the recordings of each event. See you there.
In today's episode, Bruce Sterling, the TOEFL pro, will show you the thinking techniques that separate the winners from the losers on the TOEFL.
Hey, Lindsay, how you doing?
Hey, Gabby.
All right, today we have a very special guest. I'm so excited. Bruce Sterling is here. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Great. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Bruce is, you guys, he's an American university professor, video producer, and author. He's published 4 TOEFL books, including the best-selling speaking and writing strategies for the TOEFL IBT. And yes, he has taken the TOEFL test.
That's right.
Why would you put yourself through that, Bruce? I guess you want to understand the test just like a test taker, right?
Absolutely right. Taking the TOEFL test really kind of allows me to experience what the TOEFL test takers experience. It also gives me a better idea how to write my books and give my students what they need for TOEFL success.
Well, about that, how do students reach the success that they want? I mean, what separates the people who get their goal score, their target score, and those people who don't?
Well, there's actually a few reasons, but I would probably say the number one reason is preparation.
Okay.
Those who get high scores tend to have taken courses, have bought TOEFL books, and have prepared a lot. And by preparing, they take the TOEFL test and there are no surprises. They know exactly what to expect and they know how to manage their time because TOEFL is 4 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
So they know what to expect. There are no surprises and they're excellent time managers. And by doing that, ultimately, they should get a high TOEFL score. Also, they understand that TOEFL is not really a vocabulary test.
Mm-hmm.
TOEFL is an argument-based test, so those who get high scores know how to develop and analyze not only reading arguments in the reading section and verbal arguments, kind of like lectures in the listening section, they can also deliver verbal arguments in the speaking section, and they know how to write arguments, which is the writing section. So those who get high scores, those who really get high scores, understand argument development analysis and have the ability to manage their time. So it's quite a lot, but that's really what divides high scores from low scores.
Those are two great points. I know the time management is really difficult.
It's huge. Yeah. I can't emphasize that point enough. TOEFL is a time management test.
Absolutely. Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. To see how well you can manage your time. That's probably part of how you get that score, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you have to be ready to write a certain amount in a certain time.
Right.
So, yeah, absolutely. And then the whole, you know, just knowing the rules of the game and what gives you the score, how do you get that score? It's like playing a game. If you don't
know the
rules.
TOEFL is a game, and the game is knowing how to analyze and develop arguments. You would be surprised. You know, let me just tell you this. At the beginning of each new semester when I teach TOEFL, I will ask my students, okay, so who's taking the TOEFL test? That's one of my first questions. And, you know, maybe four or five hands will go up. And most of those people have already taken the TOEFL test. And I go, so if you've taken the TOEFL test, what are you doing in my classroom?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, we did not prepare.
Oh, no.
I have heard this so many times. We did not prepare. We just thought we'd take the TOEFL test because I can speak English fluently. I'm very good speaking English conversationally. So all that means I didn't have to prepare. Well, prepare. So this is really, I really advise against this. If you're going to take the TOEFL test, even if you speak English fluently, it's not really a conversation test. It's an academic-based test based on argument development. So that's another reason why you should prepare.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think some students, when they're trying to improve their general fluency, they make that mistake and they just go and take the TOEFL just to have a benchmark. But as you're saying, it's not a benchmark to measure your general fluency at all. That's a big mistake, and they could get quite disappointed and discouraged.
But you know, but it's important. Fluency is important, especially for the speaking part. But it's only really one component. Just like you know, to be able to speak fluently and proficiently, plus good vocabulary, equals a higher score, right?
But it's not just the vocabulary, as you said. It's not a vocabulary test.
Exactly.
I really like that point about learning how to analyze an argument and how to put forth your own argument. That's so key.
Yeah, and that's what we do at universities, right?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Those academic skills about critical thinking, supporting your argument. I mean, this is what I think as university instructors, you know, this is what we're constantly telling our students and trying to help them with that. So,
and that's so critical.
To
me, I mean, you read a book, you read essays at university, and essays, an argument, right? And that's what you do on the TOEFL test. It's literally all arguments, that's key.
Well, one of my students just told me, well, I'm reading the news in English every day, so I'm ready for the TOEFL. I said, well, that's great, but that's not an argument, you know? Yeah, I mean, just that you're understanding the daily news, that's one thing, you know? But as you said, having that ability to identify an argument, to think critically about it, to respond, that's not just reading the news.
Exactly. And not only that, but to be able to do that within a time limit, that's a those are skills.
Yeah.
Those are skills above just conversational English.
Yeah, absolutely.
Being able to argue verbally and in writing within a prescribed time period is really something you cannot learn on your own. If you're studying at home, nothing will prepare you for that. That's why I really suggest taking classes, because you'll learn time management. Yeah, and you can see other people doing it, and it's fun too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure. Great tips.
It's fun to be prepared. It's fun to go into a test feeling like you're ready for it.
Yeah. Are there any other tips that you'd want to share with the listeners?
Right. Well, I would like to say that, many people ask me, I get this question a lot. What is the secret to TOEFL success?
Yeah.
Right? You know, if I'm taking TOEFL, I want to get an MA or a BA. What do I do? What's the secret? What's the magic bullet?
What's
the secret formula?
Yeah.
If I say if I knew that, I'd be a rich man.
That's right.
But unfortunately, there's no secret formula. There's no magic bullet. And it's really basically what we've been talking about. The secret to TOEFL success, the secret to getting a high score, is being able to write, in this case, an independent essay. In my experience as a TOEFL teacher, if the TOEFL test taker can write a good independent essay, that will give them a foundation for argument development and analysis, which they can apply to all other sections of the TOEFL test.
That's right.
So I strongly recommend that instead of making huge vocabulary lists, right? I had one student who said, I'm going to learn 500 words a day. Well, you're never going to use those.
Yeah.
I emphasize, learn how to write an independent opinion essay And that will give you a foundation for argument development and analysis, which you can recycle into the speaking section. You can recycle those ideas, those strategies in the reading section and the listening section. So that's really, as a writer and a TOEFL instructor, the independent essay is really the key to getting up, the first step in getting a high TOEFL score. Not right. just an independent essay, but a proficient one, okay?
Right.
I found that a person who writes and gets a 3 out of 5 on an independent essay will get an 80 out of 120. So your writing score really is indicative of everything else you do on the TOEFL test. If you get a high independent essay score, you'll get high in every other section as well. So for me, it all starts with the independent essay.
Okay, that's a great point that the writing is so important to really prepare for that. And like you said, there's no secret magic bullet secret to winning on the TOEFL, you know. But
yeah, exactly. If there was, we'd all be out of business, right?
Right. Well, I mean, it sounds like
a lot
the secret
of hard work too, like everything. It's just hard work.
It is. The secret to success is that it's your daily habits of studying and preparation, maybe taking a course, you know, buying a preparation book. These are all what are going to add up, you know, after lots of preparation. That's, you know, the magic key
and
to success.
Formula.
And by doing that, just let me add to that, by doing that, you're creating a feeling of confidence. You know,
absolutely.
Confidence is another really point I'd like to emphasize.
Okay.
You buy the books, you take the courses, you meet other people who've taken the TOEFL test, you meet instructors. You really become part of the TOEFL experience. And that really, the result is you get more confidence. And really, going into the test center is, I mean, you can be as prepared as possible. You can have all the strategies and all the books. But if you're not confident, you're just going to crash. And I've had a lot of students who have just walked out of the test because the pressure is just, it's, you know, nothing in a book or in a TOEFL class can replicate the pressure of actually going into the test center. And being prepared and knowing argument strategies creates a higher degree of confidence, which is really another key to TOEFL success, just being confident.
Those are fantastic tips. Bruce, thank you so much for your fantastic tips today.
Okay.
Yeah, it was great having you on this episode.
I appreciate it very much.
Where can our listeners find you online, or where should they go to see your work a bit more?
Well, you can visit me, Bruce Sterling, TOEFL Pro, on Facebook, and I'm also on LinkedIn, Bruce Sterling LinkedIn, and I have a TOEFL site called TOEFL Pro. I think if you just Google any of those names, I'm sure to come up.
Great.
Very cool.
Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Great. My pleasure.
Have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye.
If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.